One of the reasons that I really love to come to Texas for the Texas Partnership Institute is because this is the land of Alan Bromberg. And Alan is, to my way of thinking, the closest that I'll ever come to the true background of partnership. And our next speaker is the inaugural Alan Bromberg Centennial Chair of Corporate Partnership, Business, and Securities Law at the SMU Dedman School of Law Law. Christine Hurt has been writing and speaking and explaining partnership law for many years and is has been a dean at Brigham Young and is now teaching at SMU. And she's just concluding a three-year term on the National Adjudicatory Council of FINRA. And so she, like Professor Bromberg, she has a deep and broad knowledge of both partnership law and securities law, and we're fortunate to hear her talk about the intersection of the two. Christine?
I get the clicker. And I was not the dean at BYU, I was the associate dean, thank goodness. So I don't know why you wanted to insult me like that, but thanks. I love being here. Even though I have taught at a lot of different law schools around the country, I am a Texan. I am from Lubbock. And I went to school here and practiced law here. So I'm glad to be home now at SMU, even though I don't think of myself as a Dallas person because I'm a Houston person, but, you know, it's close enough. So today I wanted to talk about securities law and does securities law ever apply to things like partnership interests, LLC interests, and even joint venture interests. Sometimes I think that maybe we think about securities at the end or we try not to think about it at all. But unfortunately, I do think that we have to think about it even more. Now, I will say that the SEC is so consumed and obsessed with cryptocurrency, they're probably not thinking about joint ventures. But sometimes they do. So just like we were talking about, I'm going to start my stop. First, I'm going to walk through sort of the statutory law for both the federal law and for Texas and some other states, and then do the scare, like what happens if you ignore securities law and you don't think about it to the end. And if you don't think about it until the end, it's too late to think about securities law. So I'll do the little scared straight, you know, this is your brain on securities law kind of thing, if you're old enough to remember that commercial. And then I'm going to sort of walk through the laws that we – or the cases that we have and some law that we know about how securities law, both federal and state, applies to unincorporated entity interests. So for those of you who took securities law or think about securities law, this is Section 2A1 of the 33 Act, the Securities Act of 1933, which tells you all about, here's a security, you have a security, you need to register your security. And so this definition, it pops up in the 34 Act as well, and they're pretty much identical. It is amended every once in a while, but for some reason, it has never included our hybrid entities at all, even though the hybrid entities have been around and limited partnerships were around in 1933. But if you see there, it doesn't include anything that we need to include right now. And so there's no bright line under federal law about whether limited partnership interests or securities, general partnership, LLCs. So if you take a look at the definition, right, it has the things that you would think of. It has stock, it has bonds, it has notes. There is a lot of case law. I remember in law school, they always told me there is no federal common law, and that is so not true. I don't understand that. There's a lot of case law that tells you what kinds of notes are securities and what kinds of notes aren't. But for the most part, if it's in here, and it quacks like a duck, it will be a security. So notice it does have fractional interest in oil and gas, and it has all your derivatives and options and things like that. But it doesn't have limited partnership interest, LLC interest, anything. Now, that does not mean that the federal government will never think that's a security. In fact, quite often they think that these interests are securities. But they run it through this catch-all test called the investment contract. Now, we're going to come back to this in the last third of the talk.